The following program is a presentation of the Flypod New Media Network. www.theflypod.com.
Welcome to My Two Cents. My name is Marianne Stanley, and I invite you to look at some of today's most pressing issues through an entirely different lens than that used by the corporate-owned media. Our focus will be on old-time journalism. In other words, on getting to the truth by referencing facts and sources. Stay tuned and see if you've had a hunger that nothing else could satisfy. Until now, that is. At the end of my last show, I said that the next one would be about borders and flags. And when you think about it, that sounds like a really boring topic. Or at the very best, it sounds like a pretty uninteresting and unimportant topic. But is it really? What if I tell you that I think that this drives a lot of the major issues that affect us every day in our lives, at every level, no matter who you are, no matter what income category you fall into, what culture you fall into, that borders and flags are affecting all of us in ways we don't even perceive, we don't even think about. Why do we have borders? Why do we have flags? There's a story, like I mentioned in my last show, of the British who came to India, a country of millions and millions, and planted their flag there. And the comedian that was telling the story, Eddie Izzard, just said, the guy from India comes up to him and he says, "Hey, what are you doing?" when he saw the Englishman planting the flag. And the Englishman says, "Well, I'm claiming this for England." The Indian says, but what about us? We're here and there are millions of us." The Englishman looks at him and says, "Do you have a flag?" Indian says, "No, I don't have a flag." And he says, "Then I claim this for England." And he plants the flag. I thought that was a hilarious joke. I showed it to the classes I was teaching in American government at the time, too, because I think it says a lot about our mentality of conquering other peoples, other lands, and imposing ourselves on others or interfering in the functioning of other cultures. What I'm saying here is there really should be no borders and no flags. If we ever want to have world peace, which we should have, it should not be an anomaly. War should be the anomaly. War should be the aberration, because man is not naturally violent. Man ducks and covers his head when somebody comes at him. We tend to either run or duck and cover. So we're not naturally violent. We are made naturally violent by a number of things, including showing us a lot of violence as a glamorous thing in the media, on TV, in movies. We are told we should be violent in protecting ourselves and driven to that point by saying such things as, if you don't stop them, they are going to rape your women, they are going to kill your children, they are going to take your homes. Fear will drive anyone to violence. So violence is an outcome of distortion. Violence is not part of the norm. And I think more and more people in the world are beginning to see this. There's a proposal to, for instance, establish the Department of Peace in the United States Cabinet, just as there is a Department of War, which we now call the Department of Defense. We should have a Department of Peace. What is this Department of War thing? Why don't we question these kinds of things? We tend to just swallow whatever was or what is, rather than questioning each and everything and examining it, turning it over, looking it over from end to end, side to side, holding it up to the light, biting on it to see what it's made of. We can do better. We can do better. We are more than we know. We are greater than we think. We are vast beings. For all those who are Christian, we know that we are eternal. We are so much. We are limitless beings, and we can create things that are fantastic, phenomenal, beautiful, wondrous. Why aren't we doing that? Why do we spend so much time fighting and killing each other that we can't get off of our knees and actually do something substantial? Why aren't we doing more constructive things? I think that, you know, in looking at the borders, in looking at flags, the part that's troubling is that people wave flags not as a sign of patriotism and love of where they were born. They wave flags as an act of defiance. They wave flags as an in-your-face, this is what I believe in, and I dare you to trash it or to speak ill of it. That's what I have against all the flag waving I see at parades or among certain groups of people. It's like, okay, I was a veteran. I am probably the most patriotic person I know in that I love this country from my very, very depths, deeply, totally, for what it stands for what it was meant to be. But man, we are not there now. That is not what we are anymore. That is not what we're doing with our time and our resources. That's not where we're spending our money. Instead, we're creating a bunch of people who have to wave the flag or be called terrorists, for Pete's sakes. And that's just not right. When you see things off course, it is very important to call people's attention to it. Otherwise, it's just as stupid as letting somebody drive over a cliff that you know lies ahead when they don't know it, and you stay silent because you don't want to offend them. Well, you know, sometimes it's important to be offensive, because in that sense and in that way, we can wake people up. We are all, and I will say it again and again, we are all in this together. We're on this one same spaceship together. This is our home, all of us. Doesn't matter if you're African, doesn't matter if you're Egyptian or East Indian or Native American or Chinese, Japanese, doesn't matter what you are. This is our home. It's our only home. This is our spaceship to drive where we will. We can drive it into the ground and leave it as a barren, devoid of human being place, still floating in space. Or we can come together to nurture it and to grow it into the kind of place it can be. We can leave it unassaulted. We can leave it unpoisoned. We can thrive here. Waving a flag, drawing lines that don't exist. When you think of it, you guys. Borders are lines that don't exist. We create them. As we created them, we can uncreate them. Because borders and flags divide us. If ever there was a time for coming together and uniting, for wrapping our arms around each other's shoulders and saying, I accept you, I will learn from you, I hope you have things to learn from me, I see your dignity as a human being, each and every one of you of any and every age. When we can do that, we will have arrived. We will finally be a world. We will be one world. We will be one mankind. And we will be able to create one goal, that is the allowing of each other to fully flourish, to fully expand ourselves, to reach into our depths and into our most spiritual parts, and to bring them out to where they can materially make this world a much better place for all of us, where there is better health, where there is better food, where there is better care, where there are more opportunities. All of this is within our reach. What's wrong is these distortions we're seeing now, with the few grabbing most of what exists for themselves and most of the rest of us sitting there and allowing it to happen. What's wrong is that we substitute false patriotism for true patriotism, because it is being alert. It is being watchful of what is going on that you find the true patriot who sounds the alarm and says, whoa, 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 we are way off base here. Let's get back on and ride this horse where it needs to go. We can do better. We can be more. And I think that when you see people waving the flag or hanging their flag out, or I've got a neighbor who has actually, I would say, at least 50 flags all around the property, from the picket fence post to the porch, I think that's crazy. And what you see there is a person who is not open and loving and all about the freedom that supposedly the flag stands for. What you see there is a person who is cocooned in fear and who is defiant and angry and would not even want to hear about us all being brothers and sisters in one world here together to help each other grow and thrive. So look at the people who wave the flags. Look at the people who talk religion and see if they're really the people who are trying to unite us, or if they are part of the problem, part of the division that has gotten us so far off course. You are a wondrous human being. You have your own gifts, your own skill levels, your own thoughts. But we need to put all of that into service for the greater good. When people say it's impractical to be altruistic or it's impractical to be idealistic, I'd like them to show me how. Because I have seen that the greatest accomplishments ever on this earth have come from those who are the most idealistic, the most truly spiritual. And I'm not saying Christian or assigning it to any one religion, but deeply spiritual, knowing that they are souls, that they have an inherent dignity, and that they want to honor their own life by making it worthwhile in the service of others. Idealism works. It's not impractical. Practicality doesn't always work. It can be cruel. So we need to just sit back, take a look at what we're doing, why we're doing it. If you're waving flags as an act of, it's us versus you, we're the good guys, you're the bad guys, we're superior, you're inferior, then get rid of your flags. My best advice, get rid of your flags. Anything that divides us, anything that creates ill will, anything that makes us angry, mad, or judgmental of the other needs to go. Ultimately, I think this world will come to the place where they erase the borders. There will still be a flag, but it will be a one flag. It will have some kind of a symbol on it, and it will signify the unity of all humankind. And we will fly it as a way of saying we're all in this together, and we're on the right track, lifting everybody up as we go along. The borders will have disappeared. We won't need free trade agreements. We won't need to worry about exporting jobs. We will be one world. It's not one of dominance. It's not one of violence. It's one of commonality. It's one of decency, and it's one that would work.
So that's it for today's show. Thank you for listening. Your feedback is always welcome. Just email us at shout@theflypod.com. Until next time, this has been My Two Cents with Marianne Stanley.